Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, if there was ever a time that we needed to be able to discern between light and darkness, good and evil, the signs of the time, to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking inside of us, it is now. And as we are coming into these last days before the coming of Jesus Christ, we've got to make sure that we are tuned in to the Holy Spirit to hear what the Lord is saying, to know the path in which we should walk, and also to know what we need to avoid. I want to begin with a few scriptures that talk about being able to tell the difference between one thing and another. And I want to begin with Ezra 4:1. Now, this is when the temple was being restored. And so they've laid the foundation of the temple. It says, "But many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' houses, old men who had seen the first house, that is Solomon's temple, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, though many shouted aloud for joy. So the people could not distinguish the shout of joy from the sound of the weeping of the people, for the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard far off." Now here we see describing these mixed emotions of weeping over the former temple that was destroyed and joy over the new temple that was being rebuilt. But the point I want you to see here is when the shouts came together, no one could tell whether is this joy, is this sadness. It's just loud. And in the world in which we're living, there's so many things going on at once that are loud, spiritually speaking, that we can easily just hear a roar and not be able to discern the voice of the Lord in it. It can lead to confusion on the one hand, or deception, or falling prey to something that in another circumstance, we would easily see that it wasn't the way that we should go, or it wasn't the thing that we should do. But because of the roar of the circumstances around about us, we can't discern the sound of the Spirit in the midst of it. Ezekiel 44:23 says, "The priest shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the common or profane, and cause them to distinguish between the unclean and the clean." That is what the Holy Spirit does for us. It helps us to be able to tell the difference between the holy and the unholy. It helps us to distinguish between what is of God and what is not of God. In Exodus 32:20, another example where Moses and Joshua had been on the mountain getting the what we call the Ten Commandments, and now they're coming down and they hear some sounds going on in the camp, and I want you to hear what was going on there. "When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, 'There is a noise of war in the camp.' But he said, 'It is not the noise of the shout of victory, nor the noise of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing I hear,'" or is partying going on. "So it was, as soon as he came near the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. So Moses' anger became hot, and he cast the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. While he's away, the people began to grumble among themselves, 'Had Aaron make this golden calf?' They had become to worship it and dance and make merry and get drunk and worship the idol." And see, Joshua, when he heard the noise, he says, "Oh, there's a war going on." Moses said, "That's not the sound of victory or defeat. It's something else." He could hear and know. Can you hear and know the difference? 1 Kings 3:13. The Lord gave Solomon the opportunity to ask what he would of the Lord. And look what Solomon says. He says, "And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, "Because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you," to the degree to which he had the ability to understand the difference. between the right and the wrong, to know wisdom, to know justice. Oh, if we have that today, and we can have that through the power of the Holy Spirit, there isn't just outward ordinances anymore, but the inward power and voice of Jesus Christ himself by way of the Holy Spirit. Malachi 3:18 speaks of a time. It says, "Then those who feared the Lord talked often one to another, and the Lord listened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who reverenced and worshipfully feared the Lord and who thought on his name. And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in that day when I publicly recognize and openly declare them to be my jewels, my special possession, my peculiar treasure. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him." Now, obviously, he's talking about the Jewish people. And then in 18, he says, "Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him who serves God and him who does not serve him." I am concerned with the fact that I don't think that we always know the difference between those who serve God and those who don't. If a person speaks eloquently or they look a certain way, we tend to want to believe what they say, and we don't hear the treachery mixed in with all the beautiful language and all the platitudes. Matthew 16:4. "Now the Pharisees and Sadducees came up to Jesus, and they asked him to show them a sign, a spectacular miracle from heaven, attesting his divine authority. He replied to them, 'When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and has a gloomy and threatening look. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times.'" You cannot interpret the signs of the times. Do you see what's going on? Can you interpret the signs of the times? God has clearly, through his word, given us insight into what we need to live today, and also what is coming tomorrow in terms of the darkness that is going to be falling upon the earth, the rule of the Antichrist, all those things that are coming and are right before us. Luke 19:44, very sad scripture. Jesus is coming to Jerusalem. Said, "Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, 'If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation.'" Do you recognize what God is doing in your life, in your family, in your neighborhood, in the world? Do you see the signs of the times? Do you know the difference between good and evil? Can you discern who is of God and who is not? Not everyone that talks of peace and unity is of God. Who is of God? He that speaks of the Christ, God made flesh, and recognizes him for who he is and is obedient to his voice. Do you want to know the difference between good and evil? Do you not want to miss the time of your visitation in your life, the purpose for which you were called, making that appointment? You can know. You don't have to miss things. You don't have to be a victim of circumstances. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you have given us your Holy Spirit. And through your Holy Spirit in us, Christ in us, we can know and see and understand. Lord, that is our utmost desire, that we may hear your voice without interference, that we be able to tell the difference between the wheat and the tares. And Lord, that we be able to, in doing so, not only save ourselves and fulfill our own purposes, but bring many into your kingdom, Lord, to go into the harvest and bring in souls. Thank you, Lord, that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and in his authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, if you want to know what time it is, just look at the clock. That's the word of God. That's what speaks of Christ. And that's your lifeline. I'm praying for you. So